Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Life Questions, and I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. This is a show that was designed so that you could ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answer that your guidance wants you to know, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes. So if you have questions about your life and what it is you're supposed to do, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And this isn't a show where you just ask questions and get answers. Or we also do releasing so that you can actually let go of the issues that you've been holding on to. And yes, you have been holding on to them. That's why you still have them. It takes us a while sometimes to realize what exactly we are doing, what we are creating in our lives. We have beliefs. We have beliefs about everything. And when you have a belief, part of your brain's job is to make sure that you have proof that that belief is true. So even if it's something that you don't like, your brain is still going to be able to prove to you that it is true, because that's what brains do. Now, when you release it, then you take away that attachment, you take away that need for your brain to justify whatever it is you believe, and you open yourself up to something different, to something new, to more, to whatever it is that you are now blocking by having those beliefs. It's really interesting, the whole concept of life. I find that really interesting, and I'm assuming everyone else does too. But it's all about who we are being and what we are creating, because we really do create everything that we experience. And I know that that's a bit much to take in sometimes, but it's true. And I have that shown to me. I've had it shown to me a number of times, but this week I had it shown to me in an interesting way. One of the things that I do is releasing using a method called Faster EFT, which I absolutely love. But I was lying in bed in the morning. I usually do releasing before I get up. That's kind of like the first thing I do when I wake up. And I noticed that the ceiling fan in the room was making a lot of noise. And the ceiling fan has been making this noise for over 4 years. But I started doing Faster EFT on the noise the ceiling fan was making. And I did it for about 5 minutes, and, you know, whatever popped into my mind, I was releasing it. And then I noticed the ceiling fan wasn't making the noise anymore. And I'm in that room right now, and normally you hear this kind of noise going on in the background. And now it's real faint. The ceiling fan makes just the tiniest bit of noise. I didn't actually touch the ceiling fan. I didn't oil it. I didn't do anything physical to the ceiling fan. I simply released my belief that it was going to make noise because I realized that it had become one of my expectations. I expected that ceiling fan to be noisy, or my expectations were fulfilled because my brain is always proving that what I believe is the truth. And the funny thing about it is after I noticed it wasn't making as much noise, I started expecting it to make more noise again. So I had to do a little more releasing over my whole need to expect the noise. And it's been 3 days now, and it's still quiet. And I notice that sometimes I do start listening, and I start expecting it to make noise, and it gets a little noisier, and I realize that that's me. That's me creating what I expect. So when you look at your life and you see whatever is going on in your life, realize that that's there because you have created it for whatever reason. And if you want to start letting those things go or not expecting them, then releasing those thoughts, those beliefs is a wonderful way of doing it. And that's part of the truth of life. And this show is supposed to be about the truth, so that's part of the truth. Let's go to our first caller from area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Lena. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Lena?
I'm okay. I just had an interview, so I was just, wanted to see if you thought I had a chance of getting this. This job seemed like a really good opportunity, that's for sure. One of the best I've seen come along in a long time for me.
So why do you have this apprehension about it?
I don't know. I just a little nervous because I haven't taken on this type of position in a long time. So... I mean, I know I could do it. It's just a matter of getting used to it. But they seem like they really want me. And just, you know, money's really good. At least I know at this type of money, I can go get my own place again and get a decent place to live. But the
Is this a job that you will enjoy?
I don't know. I mean, you never really know what a job is like until you're in there.
But how did it feel? Did it feel like this is a place you would enjoy working? These are people that you would enjoy being with?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I interview with the woman who, you know, is there and she's moving on. I'm not really sure. She told me she's going to be doing sales, so I'm not really sure what's going on with her, if she's moving. I'm really feeling in my intuition that she might be leaving, but she's telling me she's not. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Okay. So would you like to clear your apprehension about this job?
I think most of the fear around me is right now I don't have a place to live, so... You know, you have to be able to get a good night's rest if you're working 8 hours a day and being able to function. That's what's bothering me now. I know I could do this job. I mean, I've had that level of responsibility before. I don't know what the owner's like. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. She said he's very good to work for, but, you know, everyone has their good and bad points, you know, so I don't know. He's been through a lot of people in the office, so I'm just thinking he must be a tyrant to work for if he keeps going through these women. And I don't know. I don't know what to think, you know. I mean, I'm a little skeptical. You know, I've been working on many years, so I don't think he would intimidate me, but I really don't really know. What to think at this point.
Okay, well, then let's do a little bit of clearing work on releasing anything that might get in the way of you actually getting this job and enjoying the job and, you know, moving forward in your life the way that you really want to do. So we will do a method called Faster EFT, and this has you tapping on different points in your body. And actually, there's four points that you tap on. And one is between your eyebrows, not where your third eye is. The other is to the side of your eye, and it doesn't matter if you do your left eye or the right eye. The next one is under your eye. The fourth one is in the collarbone area, and you just tap in that whole area. And then you'll hold your wrist. You know, put your thumb on one side, your index finger on the other, and just hold your wrist. And then I'll have you breathe. And so what this does is it's, you know, it's one of the ways of releasing those old thoughts and beliefs that get in our way and keep us from actually moving forward in our lives. So are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I will tell you which area we are tapping on, and you will simply repeat what I say. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So tapping between the eyebrows. I'm feeling apprehension about this job.
I'm feeling apprehension about this job.
I really want to get the job.
I really want to get the job.
And I'm also kind of afraid of getting the job.
And I'm kind of afraid of getting the job.
But I'm going to let all that go now.
I'm going to let that go right now.
Move to the side of the eye. It was a good interview.
It was a good interview.
And part of me feels good about this.
And part of me feels good about this.
And part of me is kind of afraid of all of this.
And part of me is afraid of all this.
This is a big change in my life.
This is a big change in my life.
And I'm not sure I'm really ready for it.
I'm not sure if I'm really ready for it.
But I'm going to let all this go.
But I'm going to let all this go.
Under the eye. This is a big change in my life.
This is a big change in my life.
And big changes can be scary.
And big changes can be scary.
If I suddenly have money to have a wonderful place to live,
Finally, we'll have money to have a wonderful place to live. I'm not really sure how to handle this.
This has been a really big turn in my life.
This has been a really big turn in my life.
And I'm not who I was when I started.
And I'm not who I was when I started.
And I'm not sure who I will be.
And I'm not sure who I will be.
But I accept all of these feelings.
I accept all of these feelings.
And I'm willing to let them go.
I'm willing to let them go.
Go to your collarbone. So many changes.
So many changes.
Kind of overwhelming.
Kind of overwhelming.
I know I should just be happy about this.
I know I should just be happy about this.
But this is a big change.
But this is a big change.
But I can handle that.
But I can handle this.
I can handle anything.
I can handle anything.
So I'm willing to let go of all of these emotions.
I'm willing to let go of all these emotions.
I just welcome them all to flow through me and out into the universe.
I didn't hear that. What'd you say?
I just welcome them all to flow through me and out into the universe.
I just welcome them through me and out to the universe.
As I release and let go.
As I release and let go.
Hold your wrist. I am releasing and letting go now.
I am releasing and letting go now.
Okay, take a nice deep, deep breath and let it go. Okay, so think about the job and the interview and all of that. How does it feel now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels definitely, I feel more at peace, more acceptance. You know, I just, before I was just very tense about everything changing so fast, you know.
Yeah. And this is a big change for you, so it's okay, you know. You can handle this. You've already proven that you can handle anything.
Yeah, I, like you said, I lost myself a long time ago. I didn't really, you know, what, 4 or 5 years ago, this job would have been, oh, I could do it, nothing, you know. And now it's like I just... because I haven't taken on this type of response. But like you said, I know I could do it. It's just give it a chance and then proving myself I know I could do it. It would probably mean a lot to my, you know, I could do it for myself too. Not only for this guy, for his business, but I just know.
Well, good. Okay, well, let's do a little bit more of the tapping. So let's go back between the eyebrows.
Okay.
Okay. I know I can do this job.
I know I can do this job.
And I'm kind of afraid to do this job.
I'm kind of afraid to do this job.
But I don't need to be afraid.
But I don't need to be afraid.
So I'm choosing to let that go.
So I'm choosing to let that go.
Out of the eye. I've lost some of my self-confidence.
I lost some of my self-confidence.
And I kind of blame myself for where I am now.
I kind of blame myself for where I am now.
But I know that that's a complete waste of time.
But I know that's a complete waste of time.
Everything in my life happens for a reason.
Everything in my life happens for a reason.
And this has helped me to see the power within me.
This has helped me to see the power within me.
And I'm embracing that power now.
I'm embracing that power now.
And I'm moving forward with my life.
And I'm moving forward with my life.
Under the eye. So I'm letting go of any need to be a victim.
Letting go of any need to be a victim.
And I'm standing strong in me.
And I'm standing strong in me.
So I know I can do this job.
I know I can do this job.
And this would be a great starting point for me.
This would be a great starting point for me.
So I give myself permission to succeed.
I give myself permission to take it.
Collarbone.
However,
this is my chance.
This is my chance.
This is my chance. Okay. And I am taking it.
And I am taking it.
So no matter what,
and no matter what,
no matter what, I will be okay.
I will be okay.
So if I get the job, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're supposed to say that.
If I get the job, it'll be wonderful.
And if I don't get the job, things will still be wonderful.
If I don't get the job, things will still be wonderful.
Because this is all about me moving forward.
This is all about me moving forward.
And that's what I am doing.
And that's what I am doing.
And so I release and let go of anything that might be in the way.
I release anything that might be in the way.
and hold your wrist. I release and I let go.
I release and I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. And just let it go. Okay, how do you feel?
Better.
Good. So this is going to bring big changes into your life. You know that.
Mm-hmm. But I need those changes.
It's not so much that you need them, it's that you're ready for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been dreaming about these changes, praying about these changes. I've tried, you know, visualize what I wanted, how I wanted it, the type of boss, you know, I'm just, the type of atmosphere. That I know nothing is perfect, believe me. I mean, and I know the kind of employee I am, too. I'm very loyal, I'm very honest, I'm very hardworking. I have very good work ethic, you know what I mean? My problem is that I don't know what, you know, I need stability in a place. I just want to get some roots. It looks terrible on my resume. I have all these places at work, you know. I just don't know why I can't stay stationary in a place, you know. I just don't know why I can't, you know, find the stability I'm looking for in a place. Somebody's going to appreciate me just as much as I appreciate them.
So do you appreciate yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know what I could get. I know how much I give to an employer. I know how hardworking and conscientious I am. I treat it like it's my own business. You know what I mean? And then when I think what happens is that I don't feel appreciated, and then I wind up, you know, just leaving because I feel like I'm working so hard, I'm not being appreciated. And I'm like, you know what I mean? So I get very impatient and don't stick it out, you know. So not a good trait, that's for sure. But
so you make other people's expressions of appreciation for you important to you?
Probably. Yeah, I guess I do that.
Yeah, so you actually give your power away to them.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, because nobody is ever going to appreciate you the way that you have imagined you will be appreciated unless you appreciate you, and in which case it really doesn't matter if anybody else appreciates you because it comes from you. So what you're looking for, you already have. You've just been looking in the wrong place. It's in you, not in them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are standing in that truth that you are enough, then none of the rest of it matters.
Do you think I'm right? This woman is leaving. I mean, she told me she's going into sales, but I'm just like, I don't know. My intuition is telling me something else, like she might be leaving along with the other woman, and so they're trying to make the job like a two-job position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done both before. You know, I was the office manager, and I did book work too, so I'm just wondering, something is weird going on here. I'm not really sure.
Well, they're not telling me anything one way or the other. Does it matter to you whether or not she's there?
Well, no, I just want to get trained. You know, I want to be trained adequately. You know what I mean? I don't like being thrown into something. although most of my jobs, I was thrown into jobs. You know, nobody was there to train me. I had to figure out things. So, I mean, it just takes a lot longer to do things, you know, when you're not given the adequate training. So I don't know what to think. I guess it doesn't really matter, but I'm just, like I said, I'm just concerned with the adequate training because I don't like being thrown into something not knowing what to do, and then somebody asks me something and I don't know where to find it. So I don't know what to think.
Well, you know, you can, when you're doing your visioning or however you're looking at it, you can see yourself as receiving the adequate training, receiving all of the training that you need, having the freedom to let someone know when you don't know something so that they can show you, you know, speaking up for yourself so that you can do the very best job that you can do.
Yep.
You can visualize all of that so that it's not something that would be a problem.
It seems like he's like very generous as far as giving money. Like, I don't think that's an issue. It seems like the business does well, and just think he's looking for, I mean, I'm very honest, and he's been in, they told me in the past, like, bookkeepers ripped him off. I don't know how a bookkeeper off, unless she's signing the checks. That, to me, doesn't make sense.
Well, there are some people who always find some way to rip somebody off because they feel that that's what they have to do in order to survive. But that's not you, so that's really not an issue with you.
No, it's not an issue with me. It's just somebody who's got to deal with that and whatever. I mean, it actually seemed like he was going to hire me over the phone, which I was, like, really taken back because he didn't even see me yet. And so I don't know. Let's see what happens. They're calling back next week for a second interview, so I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I need this type of position to make the money to get a place that I want. This would be ideal for me. I mean, I can't get a place that I want to live with the types of money, with the jobs that I've been looking at. It's just not going to work. I need to take on higher level of authority so I can get paid more.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, responsibility comes with money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one's going to give someone just sitting there doing entering numbers, you know, the type of money that I'm looking for so I can get my own place and be able to breathe at night. So I'm just a little, you know, let's see what happens. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and it sounds like you are moving forward, and that's wonderful. And, you know, just remember to focus on what it is you actually desire and not what you're afraid of. You know, just keep it where you want to be. See yourself there already.
You think I'm right? He's losing both these women?
Again, they're not answering any of your questions about who's leaving.
I just feel like
focus on what it is you are doing, what you are contributing.
It's just fine. I don't care. I mean, I've been into places where, you know, I had training and then a woman wanted to leave. It's just fine. I don't care. I mean, I only need a little bit of training. I'm very fast. I'm a very fast learner. Even if I haven't worked on a system in a while, I have that, you know, I pick up things very fast. I love computers and stuff.
Yeah. So I don't think you have any problems either way.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's me that's holding myself back. I know. I was even told that last night.
Well, you just focus on what you want. Let the rest of it go.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Lena. Bye-bye. Okay, so today's show is supposed to be about truth. Truth with a capital T. For some reason, that brings to mind that song from, what is that? I don't remember, but it's P, it's a song with capital P, it rhymes with P and that stands for pool. I can't remember, but it's a musical, but that's what popped into my head. All right, truth. Truth is something that, there are different kinds of truth. Like I said earlier, what we believe, we actually think is true because our brains are designed to show us that what we believe is true. And so if you have a belief, your brain is going to show you the truth of that belief. Now, does that mean that that belief is true? No, it doesn't. Most of them aren't. But you believe it's true. So for you, it is the truth. But what are the truths of life? You know, it's kind of like the universal laws, the cause and effect and attraction and all of that other stuff that's out there. The truth is that we are eternal, that we never die. The bodies that we use in our lives, if you believe in reincarnation, in all of your lives, are temporary. And they are not who you are. You know, it's like the guys who drive in circles. The NASCAR, when they get into the car, you know, and they drive around that track and they talk about the car number and, you know, this person is driving this car, whatever, and they just go round and round in that circle, racing their little hearts out. And people associate the person with the car. But at the end of the race, they get out of the car. It's just a car. And they go on and do whatever else they do in their lives. Well, it's the same way with our bodies. We get in and we drive around these bodies for as long as we have decided that we're going to. And when we are finished with that body, we move on to wherever it is we've decided to move on to. So it's really not about what you look like, you know, the body that you happen to be inhabiting. We are taught that this is us. When someone imagines me, this is what they see, this body, this face, you know. But this is not all that I am. And you are not just the body that you are inhabiting. You are so much more. And so the truth is we are eternal beings. And another truth is that we are never, ever, ever separate from the Creator. Source, God, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to use. There is no way for us ever to have even a nanosecond of separation from the Creator. And so if you were raised in one of those traditional religions where God is in heaven, you're down here, God's always looking down at you, which just kind of makes my skin feel kind of creepy crawly, but that's what a lot of people have been taught, and so they don't see that connection. They don't see that they are the incredible, wonderful, powerful, magnificent beings that they are. Because they've been taught that they are less. But just because someone told you that doesn't mean that you actually have to believe it. You get told lots of things and you get to decide what you accept as the truth and what you decide, okay, this doesn't make sense. Not right for me. When you are looking at the truth, realize the truth will be the truth for you, as well as the person next door, the person down the street, the person across the world. The truth does not change depending on who it is. So any of your beliefs that change depending on who it is are not actually true. And that's one way you can tell what the difference is between the truth and what you believe. So you want to know the truth so that you can actually live it. And sometimes you can't really tell what the truth is until you live the lie. That's one of the interesting things about life. You know, you get these opportunities to experience all of these different things, so then you can make a determination about what works for you. And we each come into this game with a different set of rules, a different idea of what the outcome is going to be. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's no reason why everybody should be doing the exact same thing in the exact same way, because that would be just so incredibly boring. And we are not required to be bored with our lives. Unless, of course, you enjoy boredom, in which case, hey, go for it. Have fun. But the truth is that each of us has the freedom to make our own choices. And when you look at life in that way, it really gives you the freedom to be you, but it also gives you the freedom to accept how other people are being, to accept that they are making their choices, and that even if they're making choices that you would not make for whatever reason, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them or their choices. Because we each are learning whatever it is we've come here to learn. And some people learn the hard way, and some people learn the easy way, and some people just never seem to learn. But it's okay, because they are eternal. They have all the time there is to learn. And actually, once they leave the physical body, they don't even have to deal with time. So there's no restraint on when you have to do something, or even how you have to do it. But the truth is, we have freedom. We have more freedom than we have ever allowed ourselves to actually live, because of all of these beliefs about these limitations that are supposed to be there, and we have to do this, and we have to say this, and we have to dress in this way, and you can't wear white after Labor Day, and, you know, all of these random rules that people have made up, which so often just don't make any sense to me, but to each his own, and that's part of the freedom. We each do get to make our own lives. We each do get to create our own reality. And so whatever is happening in your life, you created that experience because it was how you were going to learn something. That's one of the reasons why guidance is always saying there is no good or bad, right or wrong, because everything is just about you. Your life is about you. It's about what you are learning. It's about what you have decided to experience. It's about what you have decided to create. It's about you. And for some people, that feels very intimidating and scary. Because, you know, you've got those wonderful things you learned, like blame and shame and guilt and, you know, all of those things that make you want to run and hide. But those are not actually true. Those are not the truth. And so if you want to release those beliefs, then you would eliminate your need to run and hide. You would be able to fully stand in your own life and make your own choices, knowing that you were doing what was right for you. And in each and every moment, everyone is doing what is right for them. And that's true no matter what it is they are doing. In that moment, they are making the best decision they know how to make. So when you look at the decisions that people are making, you have no idea of what kind of programming they have, what's gone on in their lives, what they were taught. you are making assumptions about their behavior based on your programming, your belief. And it's not the same as theirs. None of us are identical. We can be very similar, but we're not identical. Even if you have the exact same things happen to you, it happens to someone else, it's still not identical because you're not identical and it's not supposed to be identical. We each learn however we learn. So the truth is that we are eternal, that our essence is pure, unconditional love. And sometimes it's really hard to see that in everybody, but that's okay. It's still there. That we are always, always connected with Source. And that everything really is okay. So when we are living our lives from those truths, then we can see that so much of what we believe and so much of what we create is actually not real. You know, it's illusionary. We have these beliefs that we are helpless. Well, that's not true. It never was true and it never will be true. But if you believe it's true, then your brain is going to create justification for that belief because that's what your brain does. But that really doesn't make it true, because you're not helpless. You can't be helpless. In order to be helpless, you would have to be disconnected from the Creator. And you can't be disconnected from the Creator. So how can you be helpless? Now, there may be situations where you don't know the answers, but that doesn't make you helpless. It just means you need to check in with your heart, with your inner wisdom, with your guidance, so that you can see what it is you need to see, learn what it is you need to learn, and create your life the way you want it to be. So this is always about you, because you are the one who is responsible for you. And there is no one else who is responsible for you. There are people who are going to have influence on you, and that's fine. But they are not responsible for you. And there are so many people who do try to give their responsibility for their own lives away to other people. And there are people out there who will try to take your responsibility away from you and have you believe that they should be in control, that they know what's best for you, that you should listen to them because they know what they're talking about. And whether or not you do is your choice because you are responsible for you and nobody else. Now, this doesn't mean that you should just blindly go along and ignore everybody else on the face of the earth. That's not the requirement. Although if you wanted to do that, hey, that's your choice. But the more you are coming from the truth of you, the love of you, the eternal you, the more you are naturally connecting to others, the more there is that natural flow of that pure unconditional love. It's just a natural part of who you are. And so when you are living in your truth, things in your life become more and more effortless. And they're effortless because you really don't need to figure it all out. And if you're figuring it all out, realize you are coming from your wonderful, beautiful, logical mind, which says that when you figure it out, then, hey, that's great. That means that things just get better and better because then you know exactly what's going on. You realize we get taught that when we are going through the education system. We are taught that the more we can demonstrate to our teachers that we know what it is they're teaching, the more they will say, oh, yeah, they're really smart. And that's actually teaching us something that's not for our highest good in so many ways. Because then we grow up to believe that if we know enough, then everyone's going to look at us and go, oh, yeah, they're really smart. They're really wonderful. We should give them the best jobs. We should give them the best salaries. We should give them the best everything. And that doesn't happen. I mean, everyone knows people who are wonderfully intelligent, who seem to, you know, have an answer for everything and have really low-paying jobs or no job at all or a really crappy life. So if knowing all of this intellectual stuff is supposed to make your life so perfect, then of course everyone who's part of the Mensa society would be billionaires. And, you know, the dumber you are, the less money you would have. And that correlation is not actually there. So it's not a matter of intellectually knowing everything, examining everything, understanding everything. That is not what brings you the peace and the joy and the fulfillment that you're looking for in your life. Accepting who you are is one of the steps on becoming the real you. And if you are accepting who you are, then you're not judging who you are. Because anytime you're judging, you're not accepting. You can't do both. Judging is just something that we come up with in order to have a reason, to have an excuse that we can hand to other people about our lives, about what we're doing, what we're thinking, who we're being, however you want to see it, judging has. You know, judging is kind of that proof that your brain is coming up with that says, okay, this is the truth and here's the reason why. You can't have a reason if you don't judge. So how can you live life without judging, without reason? You know, how would you explain why you're doing what you're doing? Who exactly do you need to explain to? That's part of that whole belief system we have about certain people are in authority and therefore they have the right to know why we did whatever we do. But when it comes down to it, each of us is making our own choices in every moment, and we are making the choice that feels best to us in that moment. The Creator does not require that we justify our choices. That's a man-made kind of thing. So if you're one of those people that's always justifying your choices or waiting for other people to express their approval of your choices so that you can feel comfortable with what you've decided, then you are not living in truth. You're living in the illusion and you're giving your power away to other people. And if that works for you, then fine, go ahead and do it. And if it doesn't work for you, then fine, stop doing it. But that, again, is your choice. So when we are coming from the truth, it really makes life so much more simple. When we are living from our heart, again, it just makes life so much more simple. Then we don't have to go through all of those emotions that prove whatever it is we've decided our emotions need to prove. Sometimes I like to at least try to imagine what the world would be like if everyone really did live the truth. Not their truth, the truth. I can't even imagine it because it would be so different than it is now. A world full of people. actually happy with who they are, whose hearts are open, who are loving and giving, who share simply because, well, why not? It's more than enough. For a moment, imagine a world where people actually were in the truth about abundance, that there really is more than enough for everyone. There's absolutely no reason why there should ever be any lack at all. Can you see that? A world where everyone has more than enough to eat, more than enough clothes to wear, more than enough of anything that they desire. And that no one has to go without. Can you imagine how much that would change the world, our lives, everything that we experience, everything that we've ever believed? And that is what we are moving towards. That is the truth that we are coming more and more into alignment with. And as we come into alignment with it, we have to shake up all of those old beliefs so that we can let them go. That's part of moving forward. You can't drag all that crap with you and expect to actually get anywhere. So it really is an opportunity for us to open our hearts, to wake up, to be more, to experience more, to have more, to love more, to start living the truth. So when you look at your life and you look at how things are going for you, what is it that you are creating? Are you creating that things really can be joyous, peaceful? Or are you creating that you've got to work really hard and fight against everything and everyone? You've got to prove who you are. And I'm not sure who we prove who we are to. Even the thought of it just makes me laugh. Because how do you prove who you are? And really, who are you giving power over you that you have to prove something to? Because you must be giving somebody power if you have to prove something. We are here to learn lessons. And those lessons are different for each and every one of us. And so everyone is having their own experience, creating their own experience so that they can learn their own lessons. And the only person whose lessons you need to be concerned about are yours. And other people's lessons are just their lessons. And we get to help each other learn lessons because people are always reflecting back at you what you believe. And when you start noticing that reflection and notice that it is a reflection, then you get to make a choice about what you want to keep believing. And you can clear out those beliefs that you no longer want to have, the ones that no longer resonate with you, and start learning something new. So it's all about you. In some ways, we've been waiting for people to tell us that all of our lives. But I don't mean all about you in a selfish kind of narcissistic way, but it's all about you because you are creating your own life, your own experiences, your own everything. And we really do that. We really do attract the people into our lives that match what we believe about ourselves. So if there's a part of you that believes that you are this sanctimonious, self-righteous person, then more than likely you have more than a few sanctimonious, self-righteous people in your life. And if you find them incredibly irritating, then that's something about you that you don't want to look at. And I can definitely say that one from experience, because there was a part of me that was very sanctimonious and self-righteous for a number of years of my life. I'm really surprised people could stand to be around me at times. I didn't realize that that's what I was doing, because I wasn't looking at the other people in my life and how they were being. And since I've noticed that about myself and released those beliefs that were creating that that was how I was supposed to be, I find that I meet fewer and fewer people who have those qualities. And the ones that I do meet don't really annoy me anymore. And to me, that means that I'm making progress, that I'm letting go of what I really didn't want to live and didn't realize that I was living. Oftentimes when we find that there's a particular type of person that annoys us or irritates us, we try to run away from those people. And if we're running away, we're not really facing up to our own beliefs. We're not really releasing those beliefs and allowing ourselves to learn those lessons and move forward in our lives. So you don't need to run away. You need to let go. When we run away, we generally take all those feelings, those emotions, and we stuff them down inside of ourselves and we suppress them. And then we put a nice little rose bush growing on top and pretend there's nothing there. And it doesn't work. Because even if we don't consciously recognize it, that stuff is still there. And it'll often just eat away at you. And then one day you'll wake up and, you know, the doctor will say, oh, whoa, you've got this. And you're like, where did that come from? Well, it's all that stuff you've been sticking down in there that you've been turning your back on, suppressing it, ignoring it, saying it's not true, while you're also saying, yes, this is true. Because we do both. Notice the things that you most fully deny, because those are the things that are the biggest truths for you. And the sooner you actually look at them, allow yourself to see them, and let them go, the sooner you can start changing your life. You can't push things away and expect them to be gone. Because when you're pushing them away, you're actually making them stronger. You're actually giving them more and more of your energy, more and more of your power. When you accept them, go of all the resistance. They become powerless and they leave. And that's one of those truths in life. If there are things in your life that you do not like, then accept them. Take away their power. And they'll go. I think that's the difficult thing for us to really grasp. Because we are taught to fight. And look at our society. Look at what we teach our children. It's always about fighting. It's always about fighting. It's always about fighting. You're supposed to fight for this and fight for this, but you're not supposed to fight this person because then you might get beaten up, you know. But it's all about fighting. We fight against rules and regulations. We fight against everything. We fight against other countries. We fight against other neighborhoods. We fight against the police. We fight for the police. You know, we just fight. And all of that fighting never, ever brings us peace. So why do we keep doing it when we know it doesn't work? And the answer is because that's what we were told we were supposed to do. And in our own brains, we do not allow ourselves to see that it doesn't work. Unless it gets so big that we just can't ignore it. And then we get to change our beliefs. So we are always going to change our beliefs, but we can actively choose to change our beliefs. We can actively choose what it is we want to believe. We can be conscious of our own thoughts. And that makes a big difference in our lives, in what we get to experience, what we create to experience. Because it's not some random crapshoot that the universe is doing. It's us. We are the ones creating, always creating. It's not like somebody has to teach you how to create. You've been creating all your life. Maybe you just need to recognize how you create. And then you can decide that what you are creating is what you really want to experience. We always have so many choices. And we are actually taught not to see our choices. A lot of the time. It's time for us to start seeing. To start seeing our lives, to start seeing our choices, to start seeing who we are, who we are creating ourselves to be. It's time for us to start making different choices so that we can actually be happy. But again, that's your choice. So the truth is, you are an eternal being. Truth is that you are always connected with the Creator. Truth is that your essence is unconditional love. And the truth is, life is just a game. You get to create what you experience. And the rest of that stuff that goes on in your mind, all of those beliefs, all of that wonderful programming, that is all made up. And you can live it if you want to, or you can change it if you want to. And it really doesn't matter. Just a choice. You have the freedom, be who you are, to create what you desire, to make life as wonderful or as horrible as you've decided it should be. And that's it. So you see, it's really very simple. And now you can go forth and create an absolutely marvelous day. Or not. But that's what I'm going to do. I hope everyone who celebrates Easter has a wonderful, wonderful Easter. And everyone who celebrates the Passover has a marvelous, marvelous Passover. Because it really is your choice. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 404. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is T.
Hi, what can I do for you today?
Hi, I just want to know what Spirit has for me as far as, like, health-wise.
Okay. Okay, so I'm seeing that you actually have some I don't know if these are fears or apprehensions. Looks like it's around your abdominal area. Is something going on there? They want you to know that you are the one who creates your health, whether it's good health or bad health. It all comes from you and what you think and what you believe. So if you have fears and apprehensions about something that may happen in a particular area of your body, you're actually creating that something that you are fearing by having those fears, because that's what we do. That's how we create things in our lives. So if you have anything like that going on in your mind, then the best thing you can do is to let it go. Because if you don't give it energy, then it doesn't come to be.
Okay, because I just kept having these dreams about babies, and I was like, I hope I'm not having a baby.
I don't see that you are. Okay, so now they want to give you a specific message. So I'll start talking. They'll probably call you beloved or dear one or something like that. So you'll know it's them and not me. Not that I don't think you're beloved or dear, but, you know, that's what they say. Dear one, we want you to know that you really do have that power. You are not a victim of circumstances or society or anything else. That if you want to experience something in your life, then the more energy you put into it, the more you're going to experience it. And if there's something that you don't want to experience into your life, then why would you put energy into it? Because the more energy you put in, the more you experience it. Know this. So often, everyone seems to forget this, and you think that, okay, I need to worry about this in order to keep it from happening, when actually the worrying about it that actually creates it. Think of the things that you truly desire to experience in your life, and keep your thoughts focused on those things. And the things that come up that say, oh my gosh, we might have this, and we must be afraid. Accept that you are feeling that, and then let it go. Because it does you no good. You create what you experience by what you feel, by what you think, by what you believe. You are not being punished. You have not been sentenced to suffer through anything. It's up to you. In every moment, it's up to you. We assist you in whatever way we can, and we always do what it is you are wanting, what you are focusing on, because we believe that that is what you need in order to learn what you are learning. See, we don't see the good or the bad, the right or the wrong, or any of those kinds of things. So if you are focusing on what you do not want, we are bringing that to you, because that is what you are telling us. By what you focus on. You are the one who gets to choose. Never forget that. So what is it that you really want to create? We love you. And we are here for you. Just ask. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
Okay, and just quick question. Do you have any idea why my ex-boyfriend keeps coming back over and over again?
Why what keeps coming back over and over again?
My ex-boyfriend.
Huh. Because you haven't really let him go.
Okay.
They're showing me all
of
these.
You don't think it's like, it's not meant for us to be, or I was just starting to give up and thinking that maybe that's what it's supposed to be.
I see there's all these cords that are attached between the two of you. And so these cords, you guys are still connected. You're still sending energy back and forth to each other. That's the best way I can think to put it. If you don't want him in your life, and I don't see that having it in your life is something that you need for your future, just in case you were wondering, then ask Archangel Michael to cut those cords. And anytime you find yourself thinking about him, you know, so, okay, I was having a thought about him, but I'm letting that go now, so that you're not reestablishing that connection. I don't see that he is, you know, like the one you are meant to be with or anything like that. I get that you were supposed to learn some things from your experience with him, and that you did learn some of them, which is great, and that there are others who are going to be coming into your life. So I do not get that it is something that you are supposed to be going back to. They don't want you to go backwards. They want you to go forward. So ask Archangel Michael to cut those cords so then you can move into these other relationships that are coming up.
Okay.
And I think you'll be much happier with the new relationship.
I know. In the back of my mind, I keep feeling that. But being that he kept coming back, my mind started to tell me, well, maybe this is what it, you know, this is probably meant to be. And then, you know, when when we're not together, I don't, like, I date, but they never seem to work out. It's like something really brief, and they're, like, really short and brief, you know, relationships or friendships with other people. So I was just starting to get a little discouraged thinking that, you know, maybe this is what is just meant for my life.
Now, I get that if you... Whenever you say that maybe this is what you meant for your life, I get this image of, I don't even know what kind of crab this is. It lives under a rock, you know, it lifts up its little rock and comes out and does whatever and goes back in. I get this image of a crab lifting up its little rock and reaching out and grabbing you and pulling you under its rock and then slamming the rock down. So that doesn't sound like a fun life to me.
So yeah, that's pretty much what it was. And it's funny you said that. Yeah, always try to get me, like, I'm an outgoing person, a free spirit, like to travel and meet different people. And he wants me to stay in the house all day and watch movies. And I'm like, no, it's a world out here.
Yeah.
And I end up, Yeah, I know, but it's just so crazy because, you know, throughout the time, like, when I promised you, I tell you, like, I, you know, tried to pursue something with other people, and it seemed like those situations were worse in it. Like, in my mind, it's like, damn, you were better off just staying where you were at because these situations were absolutely worse than where you left.
Well, do you have an idea of what it is you want in a relationship with a person?
Yes, I actually been doing this. Like, when I tell you, this is like a 6-year off and on thing. I've been really working, and I have a list, and I know exactly what I want. And, you know, each and every year he comes back, and, you know, I try dating new people. Like, I just started dating this new guy, and, man, he plays a lot of games. And then the guy that I, you know, have all the qualities that, I like, you know, he's really wishy-washy himself, and it's just like, here comes my ex-boyfriend, and it's like, he's the best bet, because out of these two, it's just not something that's prominent.
Well, instead of writing down the qualities that you want in another person, make a list of what it is you want to feel in a relationship. Like, you obviously want to have a sense of freedom because that's important to you. You want to have a sense of fun because you enjoy that. You want to have the communication with other people, which is something that's important to you as well. write down the list of what it is, the feelings that you want to have. And then, you know, chat with your angels or before you go to sleep or however you want to do it, and ask that someone who can help you to experience these feelings comes into your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that way it's not so much about the person but what you're creating.
Mm-hmm. I'll try that too. Because it's just like I'm getting at that age where I just really want to, like, I really just want to settle down and be with one guy. I don't like dating multiple guys. And it's just, I just don't like that. So I really just want one guy that's really meant for me. I'm actually, like, really, really, that's how I was calling about my health before. Like, right now, when I tell you I'm really in pain, I don't know if it's a mind thing or if I'm creating this, but I'm really hurting my neck, and I don't know what's going on with me.
Well, the first thing that I get is that it has a lot to do with the tension that you're feeling about relationships, about the past relationship and the prospect of future relationships and all of that stuff. You're taking it and you're putting it in a ball, and it's in your neck right now. So that's all that tension that you're accumulating about that.
Okay.
So when you let go of the tension, you know, it'll leave. So just be willing to accept the fact that, okay, right now this person keeps coming into your life and that's not what you want, so they're free to go. And if the right person hasn't come into your life, and that's okay. You can accept the fact that that's the way it is and you don't need to hang on to it.
The guy from the past, he puts on this guilt trip to where he makes me feel really, really bad about me, like, pushing him, you know, way back in the past. And I'm, like, feeling bad, like, okay, did I do the right thing? Because I'm ending up back with him because I'm supposed to see him today. He's actually traveling 13 hours to come see me. And I'm just wanting to make sure I was doing the right thing because I'm starting to really, you know, just give up on dating other people.
Anybody who makes you feel guilty, that's not a good thing. That's not love. That is so not love. Someone who loves you doesn't stir those kinds of emotions in you. They don't want to. Why would they want to make you feel bad? No, don't go under the rock with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he apparently feels that you are someone that he... I really don't want to say in traps, but it's kind of that feeling to it.
No, he said that. He said his friend said he should have trapped me and had a baby by me. He said something like that.
I just don't get good energy about him. It just, I'm not even sure how you can stand to be around him, frankly, because I don't know him and makes my skin crawl. But you should definitely have Michael cut those cords, because that's not the relationship that's for your highest good. Now, you can decide that that's the relationship you want and you can have children with him and whatever it is you want to do. But if you really want to have the life where you are going to be free to be who you are, to travel, to be happy, to enjoy, I don't see that happening with him.
And just quick question. What is that negative energy? Because, you know, you're not the first person that said that. But when I'm with him, I'm really drained because I'm an empath. I become, like, really fatigued. I really do. I'm going to admit that. But he's so nice to me. But when, you know, someone leaves, they're like, oh, that's a bad energy. And I'm like, where? Is it something from his past? Is it something he's doing? Is it something inside him? Because I really, and I just wanted some clarity because I get that all the time. Like, seriously, just.
He's one of those people that is always looking for someone that shines because he sucks their energy off of him, which is why you're tired when you're around him, because he sucks your energy.
Yeah, he really, like, and I heard that all the time. I hear that, and I'm really fatigued, but he makes me feel really happy when I'm with him, but I don't get it. Like, I'm not understanding. Like, I really don't get it. Cause,
so this is the image they're showing me. He is, it's like he's got you on this table, and he's got a thing attached to your arm that's pulling the blood out of you, and then right in front of you there's this lovely little screen that's showing you all these happy, funny stuff, so that you're laying there and you're just laughing, happy, and having a wonderful time while he's completely draining the life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not aware of the fact that he's draining the life out of you because he's distracting you with, hey, I'm a great guy, look what I've done for you.
Does he know, like, does he actually know that he's doing this, or is this something inside of him that, because he doesn't seem too bright enough to come up with something like that.
I don't get that he's ever really felt loved and nurtured. I don't know what his mother was like or his father.
He's awful.
Like, okay, so
and his father wasn't around.
He's got this emptiness inside of him, and he keeps trying to find someone to fill it. You've got good energy, so, you know, if he can tap into yours and he can, you know, get at least a little bit of that feeling of being filled up. But what he's looking for is not going to come from another person. It's going to come from him recognizing that he has that love within him. But until he does that, he's not going to really change. His life is not really going to change. And that's his thing.
So
that's not something you can fix for him. You cannot fix
him. So it's not like he's purposely doing it. It's just something that affects his childhood. Because when I was younger, I was under the impression that he was doing it on purpose. But I look at him as a person that needs help, even though it's not helping me. I'm getting drained. But that's not deliberately doing it, but doing it because of the lack of love from his mom, because she was a mom that had different guys around, and father did not want anything to do with him as a child.
Yeah, it sounds like that she was also a person that got her energy from other people, so he learned it from her, because that's how she would get her energy.
That's how she did.
And that's what he does, because that's what he was programmed to do. That's what he was taught to do. And like I say, you cannot fix him. You don't ever want to establish a relationship based on your desire to fix somebody. That is, that never works, ever. So don't even go there for that reason.
He's not a bad guy. It's just he's a person that needs help. Like, who's going to help? Like, I'm not saying I'm the person, but who's going to help him if he doesn't realize he has a problem? Because sometimes, you know, you need that person in your life to, like, I had a friend that had to, like, get me on the right path, and if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be in college and get my, like, and got my master's and whatnot. So I'm saying, like, what can you do, or what can you suggest to him to get some type of help, if he would even listen, because he don't believe in difference, and he don't believe in all this other stuff, so.
If he could find a good spiritual counselor. I'm not talking about religion. It's more about his soul kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that he might benefit from. I'm seeing a vision of YouTube meditations where you connect and then it fills you with the energy of the Creator. I have no idea what meditation this is, because I haven't been looking for one, but you might encourage him to look there to see if there's a meditation that would help him to make that connection so that he could fill himself up.
Okay, because I really feel really bad for him. His mom she's like, I really feel like she's a witch. Like, I get witch energy from her. And she's, I don't know, it's like she tries to see, she, when I'm with her, it's like she tries to read me, and I try not to let her get, I don't know, she finds your weakness and she plays on it and tries to embarrass you in front of people. I don't know why she does that, but she does that to all his female friends. Like any woman that he dates, she tries to embarrass them, like she's jealous of their relationship. I used to think that she had something going on with her son because she was so, like, protect. Like, I don't know, she tries to sabotage his relationships with women. Never understood
her. She
likes
being in control.
Yeah, she, any woman that comes in that, you know, has some sort of control over her son, it's like she sabotages it and tries to get him to meet other women or say things to make his guests feel very uncomfortable, where she's always the problem in their relationship.
That's how she maintains her control. So, yeah, encourage him to look into different ways of connecting with the Creator, to
and
allowing
this
him
last,
to be filled with
that. Last thing before I go, because I know I had, and you really helped me, because I really love, like, if you know my spirit or you can see it, I love helping people the best way I can, as I really truly feel bad for him. He said something to me that really scared me. It scared me really bad. We're trying to work on pursuing a relationship, but it's certain qualities. I want him to have certain things, but I'm willing to work with him. But he told me, he looked me dead in my eye last week, and I know most women be like, okay, that's a sign for you. You know, you should leave. But he looked me dead in my eye and told me if it didn't work this time, he would kill me. Do you think he was playing, or is that like a warning sign to probably jump ship? Because, you know, some people play around like that.
That is, that to me is, you know, this huge red billboard, actually, not just a flag.
But I used to say that, too, but I was playing around.
Reason, no, there's an even stronger reason why you need to make sure you cut all the cords with him. And it's also explained why they keep stressing that you can't fix it. Because that's, you shouldn't even go there. That's not the kind of thing that you say to someone if you have a healthy perception of life, the world, yourself, everything else.
Even though I used to say it too when I was younger. I used to play around.
Encourage him to look into his own spiritual path and to have that connection with the Creator so that he can be filled with that energy. That connection is there, so he really doesn't have to do anything except recognize it and let it get turned on so that he can have that energy, so that he doesn't have to suck other people's energy. Cut your ties with him and let him go and do and be whoever he is being, and that has absolutely nothing to do with you. So let him go.
Okay. So this week, because he's coming up here and I'm going to be with him, how do I protect my energy so I won't be fatigued on Monday?
You can ask to have the bubble thing put around you that will only allow love in and love out, but will not allow anyone to feed off of you. You realize that when you do this, then he's probably going to complain that you are not as attentive, or whatever phraseology works, towards him as you usually are. He may actually say that you're being cold, because he will not be able to get your energy, and he will not be happy with that, because frankly, that's the purpose you serve in his life. So you can consider yourself as his buffet, and you are
closing doors on the buffet, and he's not going to like that.
So if you put the bubble around, then it's not going to be fun. It's going to be like a cold energy.
He's not going to be able to draw your energy out the way that he has in the past.
Is he going to recognize that, or is he just going to be like, oh, it's something wrong and I don't know what's wrong kind of thing?
He'll know that it's different and
it
doesn't
feel
right. I'm
asking a lot of questions. I'm just trying to really understand, because I know throughout the years I've been looking at it from like at a different view, and I never could fully understand, you know, as far as energy and, you know, me being an empath. So I really, really appreciate you taking the time to really explain to me.
It'll be like if you went to a gas station and, you know, you went to pump the gas in your tank and the pump wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it would be like for him. He would be there ready to fill up with your energy and there would be nothing coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Different people have different reactions to that. You know, some people will say, okay, well, the pump's not working, I'll just go someplace else. And some people pitch a fit and try to beat up the pump, and, you know, some people want to burn down the gas station. So different people have different reactions to not getting
okay.
the energy that they expected.
And is that energy able to be absorbed through the phone? Because I've been, like, these last couple of days, when I say fatigue, I'm, like, completely drained by the end of the day, and I talk to
you
him throughout.
You have cords attached to him. He's sucking your energy right now. That's why
that explains why I'm in the
Michael
bed
cut
right
the
now.
Cord. Yeah, because he's sucking your energy right now.
Oh. Okay. And it doesn't mean you have to be close. It's just wherever it is that it could be sucked.
He can
be
on the other side of the world and do it.
Wow. Wow, I really did not know that. I thought it was like you had to be in the close vicinity. Because when God forbid, when we're like in person, I mean, when I tell you by the end of the day, I had to sleep for 2 days straight. I had a trip in Georgia, and when I slept the entire time, I was there. I could not. I was drained. Like, I slept all day.
He's sucking your energy. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna put a bubble around me this time. Well, I'm gonna put one around me now and see how the trip goes this week. And I guess I'll call you and let you know if anything changes.
And you know, if at any point throughout this weekend you decide that this isn't working for you and you need to end it right then and walk away, do that. Pay attention to what your heart is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, your brain might kick in saying, no, I can't do that because that would be wrong and I don't want to hurt him and blah, 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 blah. You pay attention to what your heart is telling you.
Well, it's telling me to, well, I've been listening, and it's telling me, you know, just, you know, leave. This, you're not in love with him. Like, you're telling yourself, because I tell him every day I love him. And it's like I'm more begging for him to come back when he gives me the cold shoulder because of the last situation that happened. And it's like I'm begging for his forgiveness, and he's just taking all that in with stride. And I tell him, but every time I say I love you, it's like something in my mind, like, I hear his voice say, no, you don't. No, you don't.
So why do you go against what you actually know? Which is, you already know that he's not the right person for you. You've known that for a long time, actually. Why do you keep fighting against what you know?
Because what happened is, I promise you, right, when I am, let's say if I'm on a trip, like everything I do throughout these last 6 years, it's been like important things, like when you were once a companion, I've been alone, right? And my mind comes up with, like, what about such and such was here? Such and such would really enjoy this. Anytime I'm doing something couple-wise or anything that I will really want to continue with, my mind goes back to the last thing I was with. That was something that where I felt like the love was unconditional. And I constantly think about him each and every day when we're not together. So I just interpret that maybe I should be one of them. How do you think about someone constantly and not be with them?
So you have made him more important in your life than your own intuition, your own, you've given him,
and I ignore it,
your power.
And it's like he has the same effect that I have. And it's like when I deal with people now, I see some of the same characteristics we have. Like, I find myself using more flattery. I used to didn't do it, but now I'm like a sweet talker. And I have, like, and I date multiple people. That never was me back in the day. I like to date one person at a time because I feel like that's a fair, you give people fair chances. Now I don't have a problem dating three guys, you know, and that's him. So it's like we kind of like go, like I have some of his characteristics, and he definitely has have mine.
So he's giving you an opportunity to really look at yourself. He's showing you actually in a lot of ways who you are afraid of being.
Yeah, but my thing is with him, I just you know, I constantly question, like, well, if I'm constantly, if I'm away from him, why do I constantly think about him? And, you know, and no one else has yet to this day came around in my life and swept me off my feet like he has. So I was just like, you know, it's been 6 years. He's constantly on my mind. You know, anything I do, I wish he was here. I haven't had any kind of companion that was like that in my life yet, and I'm getting older, and I really want to settle down. So I was just like, well, maybe I should be with the person that I constantly think about day in and day out, and just take the good with the bad.
So, would you like to do a little releasing about him right now?
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to be like, I don't know if I'm mentally there. Like, I've tried for 6 years. Like, I think I've did a releasing, you know, and it I don't know. It just constantly, it's something so strong because they said we do have past lives together that, you know, I don't want to get my hopes up high and it doesn't work again. Like, when I tell you I try everything, that's why I'm at the point where, you see, I'm just, you know, I'm aware of something, but I'm giving in to what it is because I've tried every single thing, and it's driven me nuts.
Okay, even though you've tried everything and it hasn't worked, are you willing to try something right now?
I will. I will try.
Okay. So this involves you tapping on different parts of your body. The first place you tap is between your eyebrows. Second place is to the side of your eye, and it doesn't matter which eye you use. Then under the eye, then your collarbone. Then I'll have you hold your wrist. You just put your thumb on one side, your index finger on the other, and hold your wrist. And then you'll take a deep breath. And I will say something, and you will repeat what I say, and I will tell you where we are tapping.
Okay.
Does all that make sense? Okay.
Okay.
So we'll start tapping between your eyebrows, and you can just use like two fingers and just gently tap, not like you're trying to knock yourself out or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm stuck in this relationship with him.
In this relationship with him?
This has been going on for years.
This has been going on for years.
And I cannot let it go.
And I cannot let it go.
I will not let it go.
And I will not let it go.
because this is the way it is meant to be.
Because this is meant to, I'm sorry, you said because this is meant to be?
That works. Okay, go to the side of the eye, tap there. I'm stuck in this relationship with him.
I'm stuck in this relationship with him.
I haven't been able to find anybody else.
I haven't been able to find anyone else.
I keep thinking about him all the time.
Keep thinking about him all the time.
It's like he's a part of me.
It's like he's a part of me.
I'm attached to him. I'm attached to him. Did I lose you? Yes, I lost her. Well, I guess we won't ever find out what's going to happen. Okay, well, we've gone over. So I guess that was the clue that she's really not ready to release, but she's absolutely fine. Her life, her choice. Everyone have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday. Bye-bye, everybody.